We can learn daf mesechtes yibam as daf gimel begin on alf begin turns nasa begins the gemara damar rabba rabba says amalei yitzchak bar abdimi. Tosfos says yesh magim some edit that it's not rabba but actually rav. And the reason for that is mishum rabbi yitzchak bar abdimi hoy rabbi shel rav. He was the teacher of rav, and it makes sense that rav is saying a teaching in his name. Kedama berakal basa like gemara says nachul daf kofiyot man alf. That ikatan the dasni l'rav. There is someone who taught to rav like chal regarding the other that it's initially forbidden. Who is it? Achmalei they pointed l'rabbi yitzchak bar abdimi. That he's the one that taught this to Rav. Obviously, he was the teacher of Rav. So to Perkei, we find Shabbat Amem on Beis Amar Yisrael Abdim. He says, "Amachas nachnasi acher Rebbe lebesamechet." The Chuli says, "One time I went up to the Rebbe to the bathhouse, etc., and teaches the halacha there." Now, v'lohayir Rabbi Biyama, Rabbi couldn't. So if he was in the times of Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Abdim, Rabbi could not have been in his days because the Biyam Shemes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, who was a student of Rav, when he passed away, no, Rabbi, that's when Rabbi was born, as the Gemara brings the Perkei Vasik Edushan and Beis Amar Beis. So, but someone is saying we're teaching at Rabbi Yisrael Abdim, that it says Amali. It must have been Rav, not Rava. But says Vamir Rabbein Tam, it says the Kocha Gersi Nahalcha Rava. No, the Gersi obviously is Rava. How do we know this? Because Rava Shoyi Bar Paluk did the Bay. He's this Bina Mabaya. Now Vamir Perkin the Sof Nigmasin and then Daf Ein Vav Meral. Bitem on the Sof Nolan. We don't know the Halacha. What we're discussing over here of Bitem on the Sof on Mabaya. He says Kabel Chayim. Al Bas Bitem on the Shiv. The punishment's on his daughter's daughter. Al Bitem Lakoshka isn't it on his daughter for sure? Which Rava Amir Vitzel Rav Dimi Vechulu, and it must be Rava because Abaye's disputant is always Rava. So it's Taisa V'tzarach L'mitrei Yitzchak Bar Abdimi Hayu. So you have to say that must be that there was two different Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abdimis. One was the teacher of Rav, and then there was a different one, which Rav is saying over in his name. Next Taisa Mazda begin with the Gemara, Mekmei Ishas Achav Shalei Bar Lomar. It should have been said before the wife of the brother that was not with him the same time in the world. Now, says Taisa, B'huadin Mekmei Ishas Achav Mimai, not just before that one, but also the other, from the last two, not just one of them, that of the maternal brother's wife. But the Chodim and Ayanak could just pick one of the two. Because the Tavayu love Kurevi Atzman, and both those are not his own relatives, so they could do only through marriage. And the Chalos, she is Benayi, and his daughter-in-law, which is his son's wife, Kurevi Menayi Tvei, is closer. But don't say, no, maybe the Gemara was saying only regarding his brother's wife that was not at the same time as the word Kalos, Kurevi Tvei. For that, his daughter-in-law is closer, because he was not even in the world the same time as his brother. But regarding his maternal brother's wife, no, you would not say that. Because his son's wife is a generation away. Regarding who do we accept his testimony in Babasta Kof Chas, even the one who says it's valid for the father's father, Pasa Ben Achav says a problem by his brother's son, which you see that because it's considered a further generation away by the father's father, so you see generations make a difference about closeness. So maybe that's why Kalosa was after Eshach Mimai, because it's one generation away. So it says no. Because Akachlin Arayas, obviously regarding Arayas, Eshach Bnei Kribetvei Meshach, we consider the son's wife closer than the brother's wife. Why? Even a generation away? Because Shaben Karadavuhu, the son is, so to speak, the knee of the father. It's considered like the father himself. Because as we find in the Gemara, that his daughter and his daughter's daughter are considered closer than his sister, as we find that later on in the list of Arayas. So therefore, that's why, as Tay is saying, really the Gemara is mentioning, it should have been not only before Eshach Mishlach B'Lemay, but also from Eshach Achabima. Nice Tay is about to begin with the Gemara, Ma'edah to tell them Paitus. Why did you say Paitus started saying Pirish? Because the Mashmud sounds like Abli Boyim, but if they want, you're exempt, but if you want, you can do Ibn. Listen now, seriously, obviously, it's forbidden, because obviously it's forbidden to do. But you would have thought to say, but there would be an obligation of chalitza. We have to say, no, Paitus started saying chalitza in the Yib. Now, says Tosfos, what do you mean? Even though you would know this from the Seva, because that the Bereish Leboi Chalitza, that in the beginning of part of the Mishnah, that you don't need Chalitza, because the Seva, what does the end of the Mishnah end of? It says, anyone that can do Mian, it doesn't do Mian. So then Tosfos is going to have Chalitza, not Yim. Obviously, that those Harais that we mentioned that are not Bnei Mian are not having Chalitza either. It says Tosfos, you're right, but we wanted to say this idea in the Reish itself, that you don't need Chalitza. Next test master to begin with the Gemara, keeping the Mokka Mitzvah with the Asir Tzara. Since it's only the Mokka Mitzvah that the Tzara is forbidden. Because, as Tosfos explains, the Abatani Asir's head, we said that it makes the Tzara forbidden. Habimashmeh, would it sound like Kolshikin Shalom Mokka Mitzvah, but sure, when it's not the Mokka Mitzvah of Yibum, keeping this Tzara Machmas Erva, because since the prohibition of the Kov is because of the Erva. Shabbach, you tell me, put it, say a terminology of exempts, meaning it's not creating an Isser, because if it did it for sure, even be Shalev and Mokamitza. No, it exempts. With the Hashem Mokamitza, now it's only a problem, and Mokamitza with the Asa, Mishim the Melech Kobe Esay Shazach, because if it's taking away the Heter of Yibum, then you're left with the Esay Shazach, but Shalev and Mokamitza, it's not a problem. Kinnik says Masa begin with the Gemara, the Mitzvah Chalitza Kedemes, to tell us that the Mitzvah Chalitza comes first. Therefore, Taisa is coming to explain, we couldn't say either as one of the Gemara's question of only from Tepoitus Min HaChalitza, and we would know Min HaYibim. No. Hashtu the Gitonin Tavaik is now that we say both. B'shoin the Chalitza B'reishah, we say Chalitza first. That's where Mashma the Chalitza Kedemes. Only through that do we know Chalitza is first. Had we only said the Chalitza, as the Gemara is Havamina, you wouldn't know anything to say that Chalitza comes before Yibim. So when they say in the both, and you say Chalitza before Yibim, that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, like that Mandama of Abishal.